When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This last weekend on Saturday was Topps National Baseball Card Day. So we were like, you know what's one of the things we love more than anything? Friggin' baseball cards. So we thought we'd talk about baseball cards. So we've done this before, but it's been a really long time. So we're like, you know, let's go ahead and do it again. So today
let's do it in a new way though.
We are going to do it in a new way and it'll be fun and I'm very excited. We wanted to kind of break into some packs. Some baseball cards that we have because we didn't do this before because I definitely didn't know where these were last time we did an episode of baseball cards. But so I have a fancy box from the 80s filled to the brim with baseball cards. Let me show you this. I've shown the Rooters this, but I'm going to show the rest of the audience this on the YouTube. This is one that I have. Very excited about this. They're fun to have. They're very nostalgic. I did go to a card shop, Brig. Did I tell you about this? I went to a card shop to see if I could get them like rated and to find out what they're worth. And he goes, nothing. There's too many of them. I was like, you for reals? I was like, I have like five Barry Bonds cards. He's like, yeah, that's the problem.
Like, because they're not spread out.
Yeah. There's a ton of them. And then the other thing was he's like, he's like, if there's a chance it could be a PSA 10, send it in and get it rated because it costs like $100, something like that to do it. He's like, but most of them are 8 at the best. And so I had it with me, or had a picture of it on my phone with me. Yeah, I was like, what about this? I pulled up the picture. I showed it to him. Within half a second, he goes, it's off center. What? He's like, yeah, a lot of them are off center. That's why they're not worth anything. He's like, the ones that are perfectly centered, those are the ones that are worth thousands of dollars because those are the ones that are really rare. It's like, oh.
Wow.
So, left a little disappointed that day. But they're still fun to have because...
Pretty disappointing.
Yeah, they're cool cards, though. Like, it's really cool to see cards from 1985 just because it's like a time machine.
Yeah.
You know, like this one right here.
That's right.
Like, Tony Gwynn, All-Star. Look at that.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, that is such an old card. So I never knew Tony Gwynn to look like that. Never in my life or his did I ever know him to look like that.
Or his. I love that caveat.
But there's so many. So this is that Barry Bonds card I was telling you about. So you can see it. So check this out, Brig. You can see it. See how one side is wider than the other on there?
Yeah, it is. It really took
him half a second because he knew exactly who he's looking for. He's like, that's a PSA 8 at the very best. The most you can get for that card is $25.
Yeah, but $25 is not a problem.
I'll give it to you for $25.
Exactly. What did he say?
I got four more. I'll give you each one of those for $25 a piece.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That's not a bad deal.
So maybe I will. I don't know. I'll throw
take
him
it back.
See what I can do with him.
Take it back. Do 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 do. Take it back. Come on, man. Name that movie. Somebody name that movie. I'll send you a pack of sunflower seeds. Jump in.
All right, Brig. What do you have? What do you have with baseball cards?
Okay, so a friend of mine gave me a pack of Fleer 1993. Look at this 3-pack in cellophane.
I remember really cool. seeing those at the grocery store as a kid.
For sure. This whole pack was $1.50 in 1990.
It's amazing.
It says, so it's a 10th anniversary edition, 45 trading cards, 3 logo stickers, collect 1990 limited edition league standouts. I said that way too more excited. Trading cards. There's one of a 6-card set inside. So I have 3 of these packs. And I figure let's open one here on the show, and then maybe we can do something fun with the other ones. Maybe we can do another giveaway. We're doing giveaways today. It's a giveaway episode. Okay, awesome. I'm opening this right now. Can you hear that? This is for those ASMR fans. We got the crinkly. All right. Here's my
that's a whole other side of TikTok.
It's a whole other thing. Here we go. Steve Lake, catcher for the Phillies. Oh, here's Rafael Palmeiro. Look at that.
Nice.
Boom. Rafael Palmeiro, first base, Texas Rangers. 1990. Fleer number 308. The back is not centered, Brad. Neither is the front.
It's not.
Now I can see it.
Oh my. So
wow.
Sometimes
that's really
I wonder
bad.
If that's like that's really bad. Yeah.
Oh, none of these are on. There's Dale Murphy.
I was gonna say, I wonder if it was like the print for those though, that maybe they did do them off center, but probably not, yeah. Right?
I don't know. I don't think they did it on purpose.
Is it consistent?
There's Bob Melvin. Look at it, there's a Bob
As a
Melvin
player?
Card. Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing. I got a Bob Melvin Orioles card. Oh, this is awesome. Let's see who else I have really quick. Jose Canseco in the A's uniform. Okay, that's freaking sweet.
Oh, speaking of managers playing, Brig, check this out.
Yeah.
Terry Francona for the Cubs.
Oh, get out. That's
that one
Tito.
Actually looks like it's centered.
It does look centered. Oh, that's
Maybe
sweet.
Take it in and have them look at it.
Take it back. Do, 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 do. Okay. I'm not going to get I'm messing up the lyrics, but if you're paying attention, you'll know why. Okay. Let me see who else I have here. Oh, do you know who Greg Brierley is?
I've heard the name.
He's a Mariners outfielder.
That's probably why I've heard the name.
Oh, here's Will Clark. Will Greg the Brierley Thrill did it Clark.
In 1980. Nice. The Giants just honored him. What,
they
was it last
did.
Week?
Yes,
and they did a really
week.
Cool thing in the outfield where they cut his swing into the grass. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
It looked
and
like a
did
hologram.
You see, did you see the Will the Thrill video they tribute they did?
I saw part of it. I got interrupted.
I posted
by kids.
It on the Facebook group.
Yeah, I got interrupted by kids while I was watching it because that's what happens around here.
It was really well done. I really, really liked it. Thought they did that's a great cool. job. Ooh, there's a baseball quiz. Oh, Brad, there's a baseball quiz. Get ready, Brad.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
True or false? Toronto is the most northern city in the American League in 1990.
In the American League? I'm going to say false.
Well, who would you pick then?
My geography is not fantastic. I'm going to say that right now. Either I don't New York?
Nope.
Who?
Seattle.
Oh, duh. I should have known that.
I was like, come on, Brad.
I was like, oh, it's somebody in that. No, it's Seattle, duh.
Makes me so happy.
That's crazy how far north Seattle, though, is. Like,
you're always hoodwinking me on quizzes, though. So the trivia is so fun. Okay, there's four questions here. Do you want me to give them the rest of you?
Yeah, do all of them. Let's do it.
Oh, okay. Number two, in what stadium did the Blue Jays play their home games before the Sky Dome?
I was hoping the answer was the Sky Dome because I don't know.
Me neither. I wouldn't have known this. Exhibition Stadium, wherever that is.
Yeah, I've never, okay. I don't know.
Number three, since entering the league in 1977, against what American League opponent have the Blue Jays drawn the most fans?
Blue Jays have drawn the most fans?
Yes. So when the Blue Jays play this team at home.
At home, they draw more fans.
They draw the more fans than any other opponent when this opponent comes to town.
I'm going to guess the Yankees.
Correct.
Yes.
Super duh. Okay. Number four and last, true or false, the Blue Jays have never lost a World Series game. As of 1990.
True.
Why?
They hadn't played any at that point.
Yeah! Crushed it.
The Mariners, by the way, remain as a team that has never lost a World Series game.
They do remain. So this is part of the Fleer Action Series. All of those were Toronto-themed
I think questions. I have that card kicking around. That very card kicking around somewhere.
Well, there you have it. I'm going to see if I have another quiz pack card in this these pack really quick.
Sweet. I want to tell a quick story. So I went to I took my son Wilson to a Diamondbacks game. We were walking through the concourse one time. This is one thing I love about Chase Field is they do random stuff like this for this for us all the time. We always come away with our kids club prize, and then there's always something else that we manage to get to. But so we're walking down the concourse. We walked by one of the customer service booths. It was a slow day. It was a slow game. The Dodgers were in town. I'm not sure why there wasn't that many people there, but anyway, the guy's just sitting there at the customer service window and goes, "Hey, you want some baseball cards?" And Wilson looks at me. I was like, "Yeah, go grab them." So he holds them out. He goes and gets them. We got four cards in a pack, and it's pretty cool. Like, he ended up trading with his buddy who, we went with a buddy and his dad. And they ended up trading. So Wilson did not get Jose Martinez, Randall Grichuk, or this Nolan Arenado and Christian Yelich. Like, these did not come in his pack. They ended up trading three of their four cards all together with each other. I told him, you may not trade. You are not allowed to trade your Fernando Tatis card.
The rookie card.
Yeah, I was like, no, we're holding on to that one. And that's just my green screen down there at the bottom in the grass. That there's not like a hole in the card or anything. But yeah, no, I was like, we're going to hold on to this one based on things that I've seen on Google recently. We might even put this in a sleeve and tuck it away for 20 years from now. We'll see.
Yeah.
So, I was pretty excited. His buddy got a Tim Anderson card too. So I was like, you're going to hold on to that one probably because
that's awesome.
So yeah, I was like, one out of four, that's a pretty good return for a deck for a pack of cards that you didn't even pay for.
No doubt. So I opened the next pack and ended up with a Red Sox outfielder who on base percentage at this point was 327, slugging percentage 332, strikeout ratio 5.7. Again, he was an outfielder.
The Red Sox outfielder?
Kevin Romine. And that name might ring a bell, and I just did a quick Google searches, and I found out that this is Andrew and Austin's dad.
That's super cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was really neat. I also got a league standout Donnie baseball card off-center. Very cool.
Nice. Very off-center.
Right. Egregiously off-center, that is. It's so good. And then that's I did have cool. Another quiz card. You want to go after some Detroit Tigers?
Oh, this will not end well, but let's do it anyway.
Okay. Baseball family, play along. All right. Number one, what was Tiger Stadium previously known as? There are three names.
The Cage.
The real names.
I know. I don't know. Okay. That's my guess.
The Cage because of the Tiger. Brad. You win.
Huzzah! You win.
It's not any of those. It's Bennett Park, Navin Field, and Briggs Stadium. Not
I would.
Briggs with an apostrophe. B-R-I-G-G-S.
Different. Like,
yeah, it's not mine. Okay, two. Before 1989, what was the last season in which the Tigers finished under 500?
'77. Oh, that's a good stretch.
That's a good stretch. Okay, number
it's
three.
No wonder that. Well, I was. Oh, yeah. It just makes me think. It's no wonder that Tigers fans aren't like bitter, because they've had some pretty good stretches.
Oh,
they're just like, yeah. It ebbs and flows. We'll come back around. I feel like that's the Tiger fan attitude.
Yeah,
right. And you got Miggy.
You gotta love Miggy. Okay, true or false? The Tigers have never played a major league game to a tie.
That's got to be false. They've been around for so long, there had to have been a tie.
Correct. In fact, they hold the major league record of 10 ties, 1904. Wow. But again, this is up through 1990. So, I mean, it's not going to have changed by then, but
right.
Or since yeah. then. Yeah, they hold the major league record of 10 ties.
Back and when they called it games 1904.
Yeah. Exactly. Not to be mistaken with Kennesaw Mountain Landis. Okay, number four. True or false? The Tigers.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay.
True or false? The Tigers played their first night game at home in 1939.
I'm going to say false.
It is false. Against whom did they play?
Their first night game? I'll tell you, hey,
it was away. It was not in Detroit.
My guess, I'm going to go with the Yankees again. I bet they put lights on Yankee Stadium before most places.
No. Nope. Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Athletics.
Very cool. I like that.
I'm going to open another card pack. The third of three.
Oh, I've got, I'm going to see if I can find another neat card in my box here. I got my Barry Bonds. So check this out. I've got a whole bunch of, so these are organized into teams. Look at these fat stacks here. This is awesome. This is what I love. Dude,
that's a lot of cards, man.
And this is just one team. These are just guys that play for the Reds or who manage for the Reds.
Oh, Pete Rose. Would you know?
Would you know? Pete Rose, manager for the Reds. Also, Brig, I have a Pete Rose playing for the Reds.
What?
As well. That's a Pete Rose card. I'm curious what these are worth just because of who Pete Rose is, right? This one actually doesn't look too off-center. I can tell that one of them is more off-center than the other. That's fascinating. Same thing with these manager ones. Not the same off-centerness. So they have this black band around the outside, right? Can you see that?
Yeah. Yep.
So one of them is about that much more towards the center than the other one.
Yeah.
I wonder if that would be enough for it to be more highly rated. See, I just gotta take like this box down to the card shop. Those guys seem like good enough guys that they're not gonna fleece me. But who knows? Maybe they will. I don't know. That's one hesitancy that I have with doing stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, but that's part of the fun of the trading card system or the game, right? It's because it's a game.
It is a game. You're right. Well, and then there's this, too. Like, look at this. These are not the same guy, but can you tell the difference in the... There it is.
In the color.
The color, yeah. One is much lighter than the other one.
Yeah, you're right. I think
that's really interesting too. But that's one of the things they call these the junk wax. These cards, the junk wax era, because they're basically just junk. They like I said, they printed so much of everything because they just wanted to get them out there just to sell them. Which you know everybody bought them. These were my dad bought these for me when I think it was the year after I was born. The year I was born, something like that, just so I could have them. So
yeah,
you know, because they just printed a ton of them. So. Got anything fun and exciting out of that pack for us? Do you have more trivia?
I do. I have two more exciting cards. One is way off center, like astonishingly.
Oh, really?
But it also features the face that I wish our listeners could see. Because it is an excellent picture and maybe even a little foreshadowing.
Is that Mark McGwire?
It sure is. Look at the pain on his face.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that's Mark McGwire.
That's so good.
But look how off center it is.
Big time. Yeah,
big time. Anyway,
like,
all right,
a pinky's width.
The last one I got is kind of interesting because this guy led the U.S. team to a silver medal at Tokyo last year, and he played catcher for the Dodgers, none other than Mike Sosa. Yeah. Super cool. I like that one. Okay, ready for more trivia?
I have a Dodgers card I want to show you real quick.
You better show it to me.
So I showed you a manager. I got to find my Dodgers section real quick. There we go. So we've known this guy as Tommy, but he's on this card as Tom Lasorda.
Tom Lasorda.
I've always thought that was really interesting. Tom Lasorda. That is
interesting.
Okay. Go ahead, Brig.
What do you know about the San Francisco Giants, Brad?
A little bit. I'll be honest with you, though. A little bit. Because I grew up with my dad. My dad's a big Giants fan. There's
that's right. I always forget that.
His favorite player growing up was Willie Mays.
Ooh, solid.
Solid choice. Yeah.
All right, San Francisco fans, here you go. Play along. True or false, Brad? Candlestick Park is the second oldest park in the National League as of 1990.
At the time, in the National League, I would probably say true.
Correct.
Yes.
Nailed it. Yes. Number two, against which team did the Giants play a 23-inning game? May 31st, 1964. Oh, my goodness.
That's a long game.
A 23-inning game in May.
I'm just going to throw it out there and say the Philadelphia Athletics.
No. Do you want to take another stab at it, or do you want me to just tell you?
Was it the Dodgers?
No, it was the Mets.
Oh, you know what?
The Mets.
You're not going to believe me, but I was going to say the Mets, but I couldn't remember what year they came around.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been it. 64. Okay. Number three. In what year did the Giants post 26 consecutive wins? Let me give you a hint.
Okay.
Franchise wide, not just San Francisco.
So when did they move from New York is basically the question.
It's before they moved from New York. Oh, okay. Is the answer.
I'm going to go with 44.
1916. 26 consecutive wins in 1916. I wonder if that still holds for the franchise. I'll bet
it has to. It's got to hold up still.
I'll bet it
26
does.
Is a ton. And think about how watered down the league was then, though.
Yeah.
Granted, not a lot of competition, like
not as far much. As
the number of teams, but I'm sure the league was super watered down. Most of the talent had to have been in New York. That if they were to go out and barnstorm and play teams in like Kansas City whoever's or like Chicago whatever's, you know, that they would count those too. So
yeah.
Not to discount 26 wins in a row, because that's a ton.
Yeah, a lot of things have to go right a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, last question for the Giants. True or false, the Giants have twice hit 5 home runs in one inning.
In one inning?
Yeah.
I'm going to say true. I'm going to say true.
It is true. It is true. We're talking versus Cincinnati. They did it the first time in 1939, June. And the second time it would August 1961. It's not that long ago. Well, 5 home runs in one inning.
More than half a century ago.
Brad, you just pack up that bad attitude and walk away with it, okay?
I will. Speaking of packing up, maybe let's pack up. So, baseball right. family, we love baseball cards. If you want to send us some pictures of stuff, you can send them to us either on Twitter, Instagram. You can post it on TikTok and tag us in it. That would be fun. That'd be a whole lot of fun. Maybe you'd do that.
It would be a lot of fun.
That's what you use. We would love to see the baseball cards. You have some of your favorites. So go ahead and share those with us so we can see them. Yep. And while you're on the interwebs, go ahead and jump on baseballtogether.com and jump in the mailbag. Send us an email through the mailbag with your questions, comments, concerns, and snide remarks and everything else. Brig, do you want to tell them about your other giveaway that you came up with?
Yep. So I have two more of these these 45 card three packs from 1990. They all feature quizzes. It looks like I've got an American League, some sort of matchup, Astros and Reds in one pack. The other pack has a couple of other matchup situations, maybe postseason trivia, and the Angels are featured. What we're going to do is, if you want to jump on TikTok, give us a follow. And then either send us an email or a DM on the TikToky, on the ticker talker machine. What are we calling it now? That doesn't matter. Send us, follow us on TikTok, shoot us a DM, and you'll be entered to win one of these giveaways. I got two people are going to win. It's going to be awesome. Tell your friends.
Catch new episodes of the Baseball Together podcast every Tuesday.